Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live, Norbeck Country Club, Craig Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. Me, like every Caps fan in the universe, will do anything to support the Locker and his family foundation. I think it's going to be a really fun day out here. Absolutely beautiful. If you're coming to play, I'm sitting outside. Come say what's up. B. Mitch riding a bike to Dewey Beach because he's nuts. Toby sitting in the studio. Toby, why didn't you come here? Let's start. So we're opening the phone lines, 800-636-1067. It's ask me or Toby anything. I will start. Toby, why didn't you come here? It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, I would have loved to have come out there, but I need to get home a little bit later, so I didn't want to drive. I mean, it's kind of about the same distance. Figured I'd come in the studio and say hi to Landfill and then go home.
Sometimes you make very little sense, young man, but that's fine. You do you.
I can explain off air.
Okay. All right. That's different then. All right. We got callers. Fire away, Tobo.
Let's get out to Andre in Alexandria. Andre, what's up, dude?
How you doing, guys? Nice to talk to y'all. I want to ask y'all a question. What if we can draft, what if Porzingis, the guy that used to play for us, now he played for Boston Celtics, what if he was more athletic and less injury prone? Would you be interested in drafting him?
Sure.
Dude, Porzingis, I don't know that you could physically be more athletic. That dude's a freak. He just gets hurt all the time.
Okay, I set y'all up with this. I had a reason for asking y'all this.
Okay.
The number one player should be picked in this draft is Rocco C. Carsey. He's Porzingis, 7'2", 7'3". He dominated Alex Saar 3 years ago when he was 16. Alex Saar was 18. We're going on 19. No one knows who he is. I want to know, do y'all have an eye for talent? Because the talking heads, you know, he's going in the second round. And look at the guy who just won the MVP. He should have been the number one pick. What's his name for Oklahoma City?
SGA?
God dang, I can't remember. Yeah.
I just told you.
Where did he get drafted? Way down in the first round? He was a late lottery pick? All these people went before him? And he wound up being the best player?
I thought he was, like, seventh overall pick.
Yeah, he was down the board a little bit.
I think it was 12 or 13.
Andre, is your assertion that people in the NBA don't know anything?
Well, people just go off other people's opinion. A lot of
SGA
people
went 11.
Talent. They just SGA go with everybody 11. Else say follow the crowd. That's why McGinnis, the guy who when Milwaukee got drafted late, and Tom Brady got drafted in the sixth round. No eye for talent.
Appreciate it, Andre.
You know, Jan Vesely was drafted sixth overall. Darko Milicic was drafted ahead of Carmelo Anthony. So,
JP,
I mean, what?
This dude, last year in the NBL, which is where Alex Saar was playing before, was averaging...
What is NBL, France?
No, it's Australia. He was playing for Brisbane. 11.8, not points, minutes per game. He was averaging 4.6 points per game.
Draft him, baby. Rocco Zakarski. He is 7'2".
I mean,
if they want a big, I listened to Russillo's podcast driving down to Richmond yesterday, and he had an interview with John Shire, and I don't know, my whole universe has changed with Maryland not being in the ACC anymore, but like these Duke kids, I really like. Obviously, the Wiz aren't getting flagged, but dude, I'd be real cool with Knipple or Malawach. Both those dudes could play for me any day.
100%. Yeah, I think both those guys could be really solid players. The only thing for Knipple is I think he, at his best, is a really, really good role player just because I don't think he has the athleticism to take over games. But maybe he could develop a game like Luka where it's not about speed and going by guys. But Malawach, I'd be really interested in just to build kind of that defensive identity.
Dude, I think Knipple, man, there is something about like players that just always do the right thing. Like, they always make their extra pass, or they always get to the loose ball. They always get to the boards. Mm-hmm. I think that dude, at some point in his career, probably won't be the star, but I think he'll be, like, not as athletic, but his kind of comp to me is like Pippen. Like I think he'll be the number two on a title team. I just think he's a, like, calling him a glue guy kind of undersells it, but I don't know, man. I think that dude is going to help a team. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We're just taking questions because it's a Friday in the summer. That's what we're doing.
Let's get to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up?
Hey, boys. How you doing? Wanted to ask you about RFK and what you guys think about the council trying to, I guess, delay the vote or trying to do whatever they're trying to do. I don't get it. There's so many politics playing here. Pretty much like all accounts, a lot of council members are saying we'll approve it, they just want more time. Is this really, you know, more based on Bowser's time frame or the commander's time frame, or like is the council really just trying to blow the seat for the city and the team?
I have some thoughts here. I think like any time politicians are involved, there's going to be politics involved. Right? And so maybe they're trying to get a better deal out of the Commanders, right? Maybe. Maybe these guys are putting up almost $3 billion in cash. Like, I don't know how much more you can ask of them, but politicians are going to politic. I think, you know, you build some more parks. I know a shocking amount of people are worried about the skate park. Build another one. I think it gets done. I think this gets to the finish line. I think 2030 is a very ambitious goal to actually be playing games at RFK. I think 31 is more realistic. I think it gets done. I have faith in Mayor Bowser and how she's handled this, and just really she's pushing, and I think it's the right track. I think it gets done. I think a lot of the politicians that are kind of on the fence will eventually just say yes. I think Mark Seagraves has talked about this at length, and nobody knows the D.C. City Council better than Mark. There is, like, true personal beef between Mendelsohn and Bowser, and I don't know the ins and outs of that or why. I'm sure it's proceeded long before this RFK legislation. But I think he's just trying to assert some authority over the timeline of this. And I do think the mayor was pretty delayed in getting her budget submitted, but I'll go one step further. I think everybody's going super hard line, but if it does get delayed, I still think it gets done. Like, the delay is just in the vote or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't understand why these politicians need to get their pound of flesh and delay it, but I still think it gets done. I remain optimistic on RFK.
I mean, why delay it another month after that? The land's been sitting stagnant for 30 years. Like,
yeah. And the silliest part about it is the Senate could just take the land back. Like, if they think this isn't going to get done and they get to do what they want with the land, I mean, I got oceanfront property in Arizona to sell them. Like, the feds will just take the land back. And I mean, you know, the fellow that's living on Pennsylvania Avenue right now, he kind of does things as he wants to do, whether that's good or bad. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, this thing's getting built. So, and the reality is for the council, if they really want to try to play games, I know Maryland Governor Wes Moore has been very smart and not closing the door on anything and has a pile of cash ready to build a new stadium. So, like, that's a real threat. Virginia, people tweet me that they should build the stadium in Virginia. How could any owner of a sports team possibly go to a press conference in Virginia again? The lady in Norfolk is just going to take over. So Virginia's not a real option. Hopefully people understand that. Thanks for the call, dude. Was that a good answer, Toby?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's just so much politics. And I think it was eye-opening for me where it seemed like the Seagraves thing coming out the other day was going to be maybe a little bit of cold water. And then we had him on the air. And he's like, oh, no, I think this gets done. It was just, this is politics. This is kind of going through the process, and it'll be just fine afterwards, but it's just a bump in the road, but kind of to be expected with anything that has to go through the political avenue.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're driving calls, Toby. I don't know if you have one. I have a question for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Shout out to Sports Grumpy. He just tweeted me something. I think I'm gonna put some stuff together here. I'm gonna help the salespeople out. What do you think about a every morning segment called Morning Wood, brought to you by Blue Chew, where we just read James Wood's stats from the night before?
I'm all the way fired up. All the way fired up.
Like all the way, Toby? Damn, dog. Relax.
I'm in a studio by myself. I'm all the way fired up.
Ooh, that sounds even weirder when you talk about being by yourself. 800-636-1067. I'm going to provide our latest Brian Mitchell update, who's crazy enough to... So we walked 18 holes of golf yesterday. And I was like, B, do you want a cart, dude? You got to ride a bike 120 miles tomorrow. He's like, nah, it's good for my legs. Stretch them out. I was like, okay, man.
He's built different, literally.
Yo, I mean, just completely built different. Our last update from B. Mitch... They started at Union Market in D.C., and they've now ridden 53 miles on a bicycle.
Unreal.
Do we think he's on the Eastern Shore by now?
53 miles?
50 miles east of D.C., isn't that the Chesapeake?
It's got to be getting close. Can't be much further.
I wish we had a location on B where we could like track him. I don't think Brian's the type that's going to share his location with us.
You know what we need, JP? We need a tracker on Jeff.
Lord knows where Jeff is. I mean,
how do you think that would go?
Where in the world is Jeff Walker right now? What do we think? I'll never understand why Jeff took today off. That dude loves being at golf tournaments. Like, he thrives in these environments. There's free food, free booze, a million people for him to talk to. Every time I've worked a golf tournament with Jeff, he loves it. So maybe he has something going on. Maybe he actually has something going
maybe
on.
Maybe he does.
Landfill, where do you think Jeff is?
Not here. That's all that matters to us. Party time. But
he did call me this morning. Everybody here at Norbeck has been incredibly accommodating, and everybody was very concerned where I was going to set up. And I don't think everybody understands that I'm friends with Patrick, and I was just texting him. And I was like, dude, I'd like to be outside. Let's test the signal. If it's good, I'm going to be outside. And so then I got a phone call from Jeff, a phone call from Landfill. People are very concerned about me, Toby. I don't know why.
That's good. Let's see if Matt in Stafford is concerned about you. Matt, what's going on?
It's not Matt in Stafford. It's Matt Stafford.
Okay, well, Matt Stafford, are you concerned about JP?
I'm never concerned about JP. He's money all the time.
My man.
I have a series of four questions for Toby and JP. And the category is sports reporters. Who has enough Q rating to make him wiki page worthy? So... Actually, I'm going to give you five sports reporters. This is a lot less complicated than something Commander Tequila would come up with. Don't worry. All right, here we go. I'll keep track of the score. Winner gets a snapback rope pat.
I like it.
Okay. Diana Russini, is she wiki page worthy?
Definitely.
Yeah, I would think that she is, yes.
Okay, she is. You're both right. John Kimes. Is he wiki page worthy?
Hmm.
I'm going to say yes just because I love Keim.
I'm going to say yes because he's been around for a while.
I'm sorry, Keim. You're not wiki page worthy yet. I'm surprised by that one as well. Mike Wise. Is Mike Wise wiki page worthy?
Probably because he wrote for the New York Times and the Post. I'm guessing yes. I think he's written some books. I'm gonna guess yes.
I'm going to go no.
Okay, JP, you're right. Mike Wise is a silly. He's a big silly, and he's wiki page worthy. Savannah McCann, is she wiki page worthy?
Wow, Savannah McCann on the fan.
Could be tricky.
So, JP, I'll go first because I got to be careful. You know how it works here. The studio is right next to, Update Studio is right next to my studio. Savannah's probably listening right now, so she absolutely has a Wikipedia page.
Hold on, is Ben in there? Ben, go get Savannah. Let's see if she knows the answer.
that'll be interesting.
So here's my thought on Savannah. So Savannah does TV for Masson. She does postgame sometimes, or maybe all the time. I know I've seen her. She used to work with us at CSN or whatever the hell it was called. She did Baseball America too, right, Tobo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes. Savannah McCann on the fan and lots of other outlets has a Wikipedia page. Is she in there?
She's in the producer studio currently.
Which one? The aquarium or the little one?
Yeah, the aquarium.
All right, Savannah, do you have a Wikipedia page?
She does not. She gave the thumbs down.
Oh. Well, tell her I believed in her.
JP, I do not have a Wikipedia page, but that will be changing when I make my own right now in between updates.
Savannah, I thought you had one. I voted yes, and Toby voted no, because Toby's a jerk.
I voted yes. What are you talking about? I didn't want Savannah to come over and beat me up.
Savannah, who do you think has more faith in you in the Wikipedia page department, me or Toby?
You know what? I'm going to go you, JP, just because you've listed all of my accolades today, which I really appreciate. Shouting out Baseball America, used to work for MLB, you know. Hey, I appreciate that. You are my Wikipedia page.
I saw you on postgame the other night. I feel like it was a late game and you came on. It might have been when they were in Queens against the Mets, the Gore game.
Well, you can check me out. I'm going to be on late tonight for the Dodgers game tomorrow, late Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. I'm doing this whole West Coast road trip. Lucky
Damn.
Me.
What time? What time are you? Hold on, Matt Stafford. What time does that come on? Yeah.
The game starts at 10:10, so we're gonna have pregame around 9:30, and then postgame after the game. That'll be Friday and Saturday. Monday, Tuesday, I get a little reprieve. The game starts at 9:40, so it'll be a little bit earlier.
What's your call time for us the following day?
Okay, so I did switch with Byron, so he's taking my Wednesday morning shift, so that way I don't have to worry about coming in super early. But today I got here at 6 a.m., and then I have to be at the Masson Studios inside Nats Park around 8 p.m. to be there for the rest of the game. So a nap is in my future.
Yeah, get a nap in. Does Byron Kerr have a Wikipedia page? He, calls college basketball and stuff. I can see Byron having one.
Well, there's one last round. Savannah, would you like to play along? For Wikipedia page worthy?
She said pass.
Did we lose it?
Go ahead, quick, so Matt.
Last round for the hat. You guys are tied, 1-1. JP Finley, does he have a Wikipedia page?
I don't think so.
If he does, I'm going to go delete it.
I don't think I do.
Get a hat. I appreciate y'all.
All right,
hey,
see you, Matty.
Happy Barker Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Barker Red Bull Friday. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, Matt.
You're damn right. that's our guy, Matt Stafford. I mean, I thought the Rams were in Hawaii, but what do I know? When we come back, Craig Lachlan will join us. The Locker. Nobody go anywhere. But if you do have to go somewhere, do it in a car from Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers in the DMV for over 100 years, and with that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. Beyond the 100 years of selling cars, they've sold me and my family 4 cars. B-Bitch has legitimately bought 30 cars from Billy and Chantilly, Orsman Kia Chantilly. They've got everything you can imagine. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, those big old Ram trucks, Chevy, Buicks, GMCs. Go buy a GMC from Bob Biaggi. He hasn't called me in a month. Orsman's got it all. Tremendous selection. They also have quality certified used vehicles. Whatever it is you need, here's what you need to know. They're backed up by the Orsman Lifetime Edge, which gives you up to $1,500 in extras, including loaner cars with major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. Got more good news for you. If you're looking to sell your car, Orsman will pay up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book value. That is huge. You're getting 25% more than they're supposed to give you. Take it from me and B, two beyond satisfied Orsman customers. Let's ride together.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Fridays on B. Mitch and Finley are brought to you by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We are live at Norbeck Country Club. We are here for the Craig Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. And joining us right now is the tournament's namesake, Mr. Craig Lachlan, the
yes.
Locker. What's up, man?
Hey, what a day, huh? After all this rain, the most beautiful day to come on the course here at Norbeck. We're going to have a good crowd. I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I can't play today, so I'm giving the opportunity for someone else to win. That's my plan.
I like that. I mean, if you need to know why Locker is just the best, somehow in the incredibly humid, terrible weather of Washington, D.C., on the day of your golf tournament, you've delivered 76 and sunny with a nice breeze.
Yes, and it's going to be great on the course. It's unbelievable. It's the best day possible for a golf tournament. We're just excited to be here. Norbeck is fantastic. Patrick Ellis and his crew do such a great job here. And Al Kogan's been a big part of promoting this and being part of it. And we're just excited to be here today. We hope to raise some money for our foundation, and it's an exciting time for us.
Absolutely. I don't. You know Toby Altizer, so he's sitting in for B. Mitch today because B. Mitch's crazy ass is riding his bicycle.
B. Mitch, by the way, gets more time off than anybody I know. It seems like he's hit or miss if he's on with you. You always promote him too, and then I don't hear him in the background. I don't hear him. He's on assignment. He's on a bike ride. He's this. He's that. That is being a big wheel.
Well,
Which he is.
Landfill, cut that for a promo, please.
Exactly. JP's got to love that locker because usually it's the other way around. B-Mitch says the same thing about JP.
Oh, that's perfect.
It is a kind of a running competition about who gets more days off. There's so much going on. I did want to ask you about the Stanley Cup and just the team the Panthers have put together.
Oh, man. They are legitimate NHL Stanley Cup champs for the years to come. I look at them as being one of the best-built teams in the NHL. The way they've built, Bill Zito came in, totally changed the culture there in the locker room, in the area, around FLA, and they've turned that into a type of thing that I think they could go on a run here. I think they could win and be like the Islanders, the Edmonton Oilers back in the day with the great one. They're a team that can be a dynasty-type team. It's going to take a heck of an effort to knock them off next year if they can keep their pieces in place. They have to sign Ekblad. They got to sign Bennett. If they do that, they're going to be fantastic.
I just put you on the stream, Locker. That's why I pointed my computer.
Oh, great. I'm on a stream.
Yeah.
Yes. I've never been on a stream. This is awesome.
I'm guessing you have been on a stream.
Okay.
You just weren't aware of it. There
All
you go.
Right.
Bang.
Yes.
Locker, I wanted to ask you about this season. I know, you know, obviously you had some health issues during the season, but the craziness for the Capitals this year with the how well they started the year, then the OV chase, then bowing out in the playoffs maybe a little bit earlier than they would have liked. How are you going to remember this season, how special it was?
I think it was special in the fact that everybody had wrote them off early in the season, including yours truly. I didn't think they had the horses to do what they did. And kudos goes to that group, the coaching staff, and Spencer Carberry. He brought a belief to the locker room. The guys bought in, and when they played Carberry-style hockey, they were very successful. They added two new goalies. Well, Lindgren was there as a backup the year prior, but they brought in Logan Thompson. To me, it was a special year that I'll always remember. Number one, because of my health issues, and I got a lot of opportunity to watch from my home while I was recovering to watch this team and just how hard they played. I think the hardness of their game comes through their coaches, comes through Spencer, and I was very happy with the way they played all season. It's unfortunate they had to play Carolina.
Yeah.
To me, it just wasn't a good matchup the way Carolina played. And the Caps had trouble getting out of their own zone, which I think they'll address this season. And all of a sudden, the Caps are still a contender, even though you read all the sports books, they're not even a top 10 or top 15 team after doing what they did with 50 wins plus this season.
Locker, on a personal level, how weird was it for you to watch? I mean,
oh, man, it was really weird. Every game I said, is Mayday going to take my job or what?
That's how I feel whenever Toby's in studio.
There you go. No, it was a good time to sit back. I had the chance to watch the game rather than always being there with Joe B and really talking about the game. I had a chance to focus on it, which you generally don't do with your particular team, right? Because you're calling the games. You watch other games,
right. But
you don't get to watch your team closely. And it brought to sense the way they were actually playing. Like the Montreal series, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just how hard the grit they showed after getting beat. And then they came back and finished off the Montreal Canadiens. So to me, it showed me other things outside of the things that I would normally notice in a game.
I bet. You and Joe B did a tremendous job at the TJ Oshie retirement ceremony. I was there. I cover lots of events, and I kind of went into that just thinking, all right, I'm covering another thing.
Yeah.
And it got me a little emotional, and I thought it was really well done. I thought Oshie's remarks were really, really heartfelt. But I think the emotion for me was there's been this long period of Caps hockey. I mean, you can even go back to, like, the Young Guns days with Ovi and Mike Green.
Yep.
But it's been Ovi and Backe, and then it's Oshie, you know, got traded here and was such a huge part of it. And we know Backe's health issues, and then Oshie's back issues, and he has the formal retirement. I guess Backstrom didn't do the kind of song and dance. But even feeling like we're in the twilight of Ovi's career, it feels like that era of Caps hockey's kind of over, and it was just, you got the cup in there, and there was so much just incredible hockey, and it was just, I feel like hockey grew in our area leaps and bounds during that time.
Definitely. It was the Ovechkin type thing that really grew the hockey market here. Like, I teach Learn to Play for five-year-olds. When I go on the ice, there's 30 to 50 kids for every Learn to Play. And wow, that's never happened. And it's girls and boys. It's everyone being involved. I think when you look at that retirement, he definitely was a big piece of the Caps' history, bringing the first Stanley Cup here, playing the way he did, really poured over to the rest of his teammates. He's not the biggest guy.
It's unbelievable.
But he played like a big man. So they do the Oshie thing, and they do it where they had the fun with the Stanley Cup, being in those restaurants, being in the pool there, being in all those things, and being a big part of it. So to me, that sort of summarized that era. Nick Backstrom, selling his house, he will play this year. He's going to play in Sweden.
Yeah.
I really feel that. He's going to play in his hometown. So there was no time for a retirement for Nick Backstrom, right? Because he's still going to be playing. Ovi, the next in line, you hear reports that he's going back. You hear reports that they're going to re-up him. It's going to be a game-time decision when you talk about Ovechkin. But definitely an era of Caps hockey that was spectacular because they won the Cup. There was some downtime during the run with the young guns, et cetera, et cetera. But they learned how to win, and they've made Washington a hockey market.
Totally.
Which is what we want to be. We want to be the hockey market. You know, we want to be hockey town like the Detroit Red Wings were when they were in their heyday.
Sure.
And we've turned it into that. So it's exciting.
I mean, the growth in hockey in my life, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I always talk about my favorite players were Dino Cicerelli and Al Iafrati.
Yep.
But it was such a niche thing, and it
sure
just changed so much. And I was actually, I was playing golf yesterday with Keith Cohen.
Yeah.
A guy you know. And we were talking about, you know, they're kind of turning the page here, but they are loaded with young talent. Like, turning the page isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just the sort of the culmination of an awesome time. But, dude, Protas, his younger brother, Leonard, Chychrun.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have Willie.
Yeah.
Carlson's still playing. Like, they're still pretty damn good.
Well, that's why we're not going to say a rebuild anytime soon. It's a retool. It's
sure
a get ready for the season. To me, still have a really good nucleus to do some damage in the NHL. And I think, you know, come July 1st, when free agency starts, I think you're going to see some movement by the Caps. You're going to see four or five guys gone, I would think, three or four from this year's current roster that are free agents. They will let them go. Then they will bring in some new guys that they will have money to sign. And as we know, Teds are going to always go to the limit. Whatever the limit is, he's going to go there. So we're always, we're not going to be in a rebuild. It's a retool, and we can even be better, I think, next year from what they built on this season.
Well, and JP just kind of alluded to it, Locker. What they were able to do to, it looked like post-Ovechkin era was going to be a little bit of time before they were going to be able to build a winner again. And then with some of the young guys this year really showing progress, like JP mentioned, it feels like they're set up for post-OV whenever that time comes, that they can still hit the floor running. They can, and when that money comes off the books, maybe, you know, go sign another star. And it's like this era of Caps hockey doesn't have a downspell. It's post-OV is going to still be a high expectation, high. They still can compete again.
Absolutely, and I think, Toby, it's a good point. But I still think, you know, the Ovechkin era is always going to be a special era because the amount of goals Ovechkin scored. I mean, even last year, I think when you add his playoff goals, it was like 42 or 43 goals that he scored. You can't replace that unless your young prospects are going to fill those holes. I still think the one area that they're going to be looking at come July 1st is to find a goal scorer. I just think that's on the plate because they want to really solidify their top six to get that goal scorer. And there, it's funny. Everyone says, You know, this guy can score, that guy can score. They come to the NHL, and they get you 15 to 20. You need a bona fide guy that the puck finds him, and when it hits his stick, it's in the net. That's Alex Ovechkin. They don't come around too often. There's very few guys that score at his rate, at his age, throughout his career consistency. I would like them to find a top six winger this summer that can fill in the hole. Then we can go with Strome, Dubois, I think McMichael will be 3C in the middle, and then Doubt. The middle part of the ice is so important. You look at the champions, Florida Panthers. They went Bennett, or they went Barkov and Bennett. 1-2, big power. Forget who the third-line center was, and then they had the fourth line with a veteran guy. And so they're built sort of the same way, but you need those big centers. And I think if Connor can move to the middle, be an asset creating offense on the third line, I think the Caps are going to be better off.
You know, Bennett is slated for free agency. And we know Ted likes to spend. I'm just saying, you want to shoot Ted a text? What is that, 7 years, 10 mil? Let's go, baby.
Maybe more than that because he won the Conn Smythe. It may be 12 mil for
Woo!
Bennett.
He's a
because
player.
He's gritty. He's tough. He plays on an edge, and he gets you huge goals, and he gets you huge points. What a playoff he had.
Oh, man. Locker, we're lucky to have you. I say it all the time. Caps fans are so lucky. You, Joe B., Smoking Al, Alexa, Allen. The product for a fan is so great.
Thank you,
for
Matt. Let's go Pacers.
Let's go.
Hey, I've been watching that series. I love that.
Let's go.
Yeah, game 7. Looking forward to that.
There you go. Craig Lachlan, what a legend. What a beauty, as the Canadians would say. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live, Norbeck Country Club for the Craig Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Classic. All the stars are here. Tariq El-Bashir is walking away, but Smoking Al Kokid's here, John Walton's here, Locker's here, Ethan Cadeau is here. Tariq El-Bashir is walking back. Apparently he has no power. Pepco, make something happen. Right now, though, we're going to the Rude Guest Hotline. Look, Tariq's on the stream. Where'd you go, dude? We're talking to our boy Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue. Donnie, it's going to be hot, brother. Tell us, what is the Capital Barbecue Battle? What is it this weekend?
JP, what's up, man? Yeah, it's the National DC Barbecue Battle.
Awesome. What's the plan? Talk me through it.
Well, me and my buddy Josh right now, we're actually in the process of loading the trailer up and getting ready to go down there and set up. They got some ancillary rounds. We got a barbecue sauce entry. What else we got, Josh?
Turkey smoke, one meat rib, banchan Japanese sauce, and the impossible meat, the fake meat.
Yeah, you got to do a category where you make something with impossible meat and to where you make it taste like real meat. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday's the big cook-off where we do chicken ribs, a pork category, and brisket.
What's the toughest one to get right?
What do you think, Josh?
I'm going to say brisket or ribs.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The fake meat.
Yeah, the fake meats.
It's crazy, man. We had a guy that came up from Texas last year, Kevin from My Pits Are Burning, and he did he took the Impossible meat and made it into some just real authentic, like, Hispanic tacos, and it was phenomenal. And they actually ended up, they got first, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It was great.
Hold on. Their name is My Pits Are Burning? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's from Texas. They came up. They did. I believe they placed third overall last year.
Second. How did you place last year?
I can't win
10th in ribs.
Yeah, we did 10th in ribs. Okay. Yeah. This is a tough one, man. We got high hopes this year, though. Like I said, every year we're getting better, and Josh's chicken program he has right now has been smacking pretty good. We just hit down at the Worlds in Tennessee a few weeks back. That's a pretty tough event because everybody there is good. And like I said, he's got, what was it, 9th or 10th? What was it? 10th in the world in chicken, and we placed 9th overall, and we got there was, I think it was like top 10 teams, 350 best of the best, and we made that list. So,
what's the requirement? Is there like a time limit you got to make it, or is it just take as long and it's just judging based off taste? Like what's the requirements in this?
Well, we have programs that we run. You know, basically we follow a program like from the time where we light our drums up, get a nice clean burn going. Yeah, we have a time limit. We know how long the meats take to cook, and we got a turn in time, and
we've set turn in times for every competition. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Talking with our buddy Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue. He's taking part in the 33rd annual barbecue battle this weekend down on Pennsylvania Avenue. I know that we're 106.7 The Fan. Odyssey's going to be represented. Marlo's going. People could just roll up. And how does it, like, do you just offer food to people as they walk around? How does this thing work for, like spectators, I guess?
So they have vendors down there. So all the competitors will be on 3rd Street and intersects with Pennsylvania Ave, and most of the vendors are on Pennsylvania. They separated the competitors from the vendors, and I know one of our friends from Smokecraft will be vending. I'm not sure. Sid from Good Googly Goo, he actually won the grand champion last year. He also catered as a vendor down there at the same time. So I'm not sure if he's doing it this year again, but Good Googly Goo, phenomenal food, Smokecraft, good barbecue. So, yeah, I mean, all the competitors will be on 3rd Street. So, JP, you coming out?
Donnie, I'll give you a firm maybe. How's that?
Okay.
Dude, is there a requirement that it's just smoking hot out there? Because last year I went out there, and it was just ridiculously hot, and it's supposed to be ridiculously hot again.
It's every year, man. It's brutal. And actually, me and Josh we were just talking this past week, like, man, it's been pretty decent so far this year. Maybe we'll get a cool barbecue weather. No, it's coming.
Hell no.
I feel bad because it's perfect today, and tomorrow's just going to be a scorcher, and you're standing on concrete over a flaming hot grill or whatever.
Ugh. Well, you find us in the back of the trailer sitting in chairs with the AC blowing in our face.
And what, you got a keg or just coolers?
Coolers.
Yeah, coolers, I guess.
So
we're stuck on the Blue Moon Lights right now.
I like it. My guess, Donnie, is you will see Jeff this weekend. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I talked to Jeff. Jeff said he's going to make it out. He was asking me what's a good time to come. I said, well, if you want to see the action where we're getting ready to start, you know, pulling the meat, cutting it, or setting our sauce and making the boxes, you should come around, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 11:30.
So look for the trailer in the D.C. Police Union tent.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely want to give a shout-out to them. Yeah, Josh has got – we got 17 years of service.
Yep.
Yeah,
wow.
Josh is the reason that we get into D.C. The D.C. Police Union sponsors us, and they help out big time. They pay for our entry fee. And so, yeah, we're down there representing the D.C. Police Union. And
That's great, man.
If you come down, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can you hook it up with speed camera tickets?
I can't. They're actually not under the police department. That's under DPW.
Damn it, DPW. I'm asking for a friend, not for me. I'm actually asking for my wife. So, listen, the B. Mitchell Finley program is clearly Team Gouda's Barbecue. You guys are our guys. We've had the food. The last time we were all at the Rude Company picnic, that food was unbelievable. Do you guys have a rival? Because I'm good at hating things. Like, tell me who I should hate in the barbecue competition.
I'll let Josh answer that one.
Yeah, there's nobody to hate, honestly, man. It's everybody's like family, man. It's everybody gets together, cook some good food, drink some cold beer, and everybody has fun. Everybody gets along.
I got no problem with good food and cold beer.
You know, actually, I'm going to go ahead. We actually do have a rival this year because my dad worked in the fire department in D.C. for 30-some years, and he has a buddy. He is retired as well, Mike Scahill. What's the old fireman's barbecue?
Yeah.
He'll be competing down there, and I want to make sure I can beat him. I know he'll get a good laugh out of that. So,
well, isn't there like a natural like policeman or police officers, fire – can I just say men here? Policemen and firemen, isn't that like a natural rivalry?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think didn't they talk some trash a couple years ago or something?
Yeah, they chimed in on Facebook.
Oh, all right. Well, I got to be honest. I'm not going to hate the firemen, all right? But find somebody else. Like, is there a barbecue group from Philadelphia? Like, let's just hate the Philly people.
Oh, man.
They hate me.
I can't say that because we got some guys near Philly and Jersey that were actually – really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, one of my mentors, Urkel from Uncle Pig's Barbecue Pit. I've taken his master class a couple years ago, and pretty much ever since I took that, I really took off with the ribs. And yeah, I mean, I can't really. I mean, I don't know, man. I guess we like Adam. He's from Delaware, isn't he? Maspillion Meatworks. They won the grand championship, I believe, 2 years ago. So I mean, yeah, I mean. We all talk trash from time to time, but it's all in fun. We really don't have, like, everybody kind of helps everybody out.
Landfill, did Donnie just tell us he learned how to cook ribs from Steve Urkel? Did you hear that, too?
He basically did.
All right, go check out our boys, Goudis Barbecue, at the 33rd Annual Barbecue Battle this weekend down on Pennsylvania Avenue downtown. The celebration goes from 3rd all the way to 7th streets. Streets are blocked off. They got food. They got booze. It'll be a fun time. Maybe bring one of those little fans.
Live music, man. Live music.
Live music. There you go. Hey, fellas, thank you for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, thanks, JP. Brother. Thanks as always, man. Talk to you soon.
Of course, man. Good luck. The barbecue battle will be a blast. Toby's going to go. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Coming right back. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.